Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, it's a live show. It is 4/6/2023. And I would tell you this, that apparently Israel is already striking targets in the Gaza Strip. And also that we're having in a situation where they're getting ready to hit the Lebanon. And then apparently Israeli jets are already over Beirut and in various areas of the Lebanon. And Nasrallah and the old Hezbollah are getting ready to fire the rockets up to hit Israel. Israel has almost all of their, at least the northern area, and also Tel Aviv area too, has their bomb shelters and bunkers that are for the populace, which isn't interesting. They have, for every one of their people, a place to go, a bomb shelter, and they also have gas masks and filters for those people. Every person in the state of Israel, okay? Men, women, children, the whole bit. Youth, the whole nine yards. So consequently, they're getting ready to go to war. And what this could be is the hook in the jaw. And I'll tell you, the hook in the jaw is out of Ezekiel 38, isn't it? We've read it a lot of times on air, but I'll tell you what, maybe another time is not untoward. You know what I'm saying? Ezekiel, the book of, all right? Let's see where we got it here. All right, Ezekiel 37, Ezekiel 38, here we go. Now, the, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth, and all thine army, horses and horsemen, all of them clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields. All of them handling swords. That always reminds me of the image of tanks. Persia, Ethiopia. Persia's Iran. Ethiopia and Libya with them. All of them with shield and helm. Gomer. Where is Gomer? A portion of Gomer. Well, Macron of France, who says he's doing it for the benefit of the West, is where? He's over there talking to old Xi Jinping in Red China. Going to line up some new natural gas deals to buy Russian natural gas and oil through the Chinese front men, okay? Meanwhile, there are riots on his streets all over the place because they're being told they've got to work till age 64 now before they can collect a pension or so any kind of Social Security or whatever they have over there. So, Gomer and all of his bands, and the house of Togarma of the North Quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee, be thou prepared and prepare thyself for thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. After many days thou shalt be visited. In the latter years thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword, and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but it is brought forth out of the nations, and they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands, and many people with thee. And thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass, verse 10, Ezekiel 38, that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest and that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. Mostly that's America, ladies and gentlemen. I've talked to Brother Quayle about that a lot of times in the past years. Well, for the past almost 19 years, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land, you see. Now, of course, the herd size of cattle is getting much, much smaller. And then also there is, in terms of Pratt, Kansas, one of the cattle associations in Pratt, Kansas, that's the south central to southwestern area of Kansas, they are talking about the fact that there isn't a lot of hay, and there's not a lot of grass out there, and that we've got some rains here, but the amount of grass and the amount of hay for the herds of cattle and for livestock is not that much in existence. So there's a lot less beef. Well, and how many times I heard told you that you better go get you some chunky soup or beef barley, Progresso beef barley. That's a good one. Chunky sirloin burger. That's a good one. They got meat, potatoes, vegetables in them, and the gravy and the water, you see, already in it. If you like Chef Boyardee, go get Chef Boyardee or Franco-American SpaghettiOs or whatever. But you got to get some stuff because, you see, they're still taking away the food supply. We've had hundreds and hundreds of food preparation and food supply warehouses and manufacturing and that kind of stuff destroyed in this country. We've had all of the weather stuff, which has taken out a large portion of the fruits and of the vegetables and the nuts, the trees and stuff in California and in other places as well. So that is ongoing. Now there is an announcement by one of the big beef councils or something. And they've been hearing the talk about the, it's from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And there's been discussion about how they were going to mRNA vaccines were going to be required to be put into cattle by the end of this month or something like that, or into the summer, okay? Now, what they're stating is that there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. Cattle farmers and ranchers do vaccinate cattle to treat and prevent many diseases, but presently none of these vaccines include mRNA technology. Now, I note the use of the term current, okay? No current mRNA vaccines license. But you see, they could do it just like they did to human beings, you see? Did they not require for the military, for airline pilots, for police, for teachers, for people who worked in government, did they not require an unlicensed experimental vaccine for the COVID-19? So I agree that currently the National Cattlemen's Beef Association is saying that there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the United States. That does not mean that under some kind of a weirdo thing that all of a sudden, let's say you take your cattle to the stockyards or take them to the feedlot, or not the feedlot, but to the auction to sell, and then require before you sell is they have to be vaccinated because it's under executive order number XYZ74329637, okay? My advice to you is to buy all you can buy in terms of beef to freeze dry, to can yourself, and buy all of it that you can get, and to get any already canned, commercially canned beef, like roast beef hash or corned beef hash or any of the different beefs that are available, or the tuna or the salmon or the chicken breasts or any of the canned meat or Spam, which is pork and one of the favorite foods in Hawaii. since the GIs took it over there, the military and the sailors. But the fact is that I would get all the food that you can get now, long-term storage food, canned goods yourself, anything of the meat that you can can. And, you know, I'll tell you what, our good friend down there, Lady J in the Smoky Mountains, you know, and the Blue Ridge at times, she moves around, but the Lady J has been canning all along and started a whole canning uproar in the areas that she lives in. But I will say this, is that we were all in America required, if you're going to be in the military, be an airline pilot, be in the doctors at the hospitals, you work for the national federal government, you work for state governments, you've got to be a cop or a fireman. You were required and mandated without any law, no law involved, an experimental vaccine. So do not count 100%, and I do not doubt that the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the NCBA, is telling exactly the truth. But I would urge them not to count on the fact that some weirdo executive order or martial law or some kind of a thing not only requires that, but basically they could go out to the feedlots and say, all of these cattle are now property of the United States government, okay? Because we have something else going on in this country that has nothing to do with regular business or with our constitutional, our Bill of Rights, Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, life that we were supposed to have, you see. Because there's a whole lot of other things going on that are not supposed to be done, but are being done. How about this one, just as a crazy thing? The FBI and special operations officers of the United States military go into a hotel at about 2 o'clock in the morning or 1:30 in the morning or whatever it is, 1 o'clock in the morning, into a Boston hotel, and they're supposedly doing a drill where there's somebody in one of the rooms that they're supposed to go in, hit the room, take the room down, and grab the person. The spec ops and the FBI are supposed to grab them right off the bat and, you know, put the gun to the head and say, don't move or I'll blow your, you know what, up, all right? All that kind of crap, and then gag them, bind them, and take them out the back stairway or whatever they're going to do. Well, guess what? And all of that was being trained to provide special operations military with real life scenarios that they don't ordinarily find or do or that or the other. You can do that in a mount facility. You could do that in a, maybe you could do it in the basement of a Air Force reserve base in Kansas. You know what I'm saying? We're down below where they used to have a tunnel that went to a certain clinic, mental health clinic, allegedly. Allegedly, there was a tunnel that went there, Menninger, allegedly, right out of that base, and he went on underground, and that there was also, allegedly, some days back in the old days, they might have been involved with, mind control stuff in K-Ultra, or creating assassins, or what have you, okay? Somebody told me that, by the way, but that individual person is no longer here, so I will just leave it at that. But I'm going to say this to you. A lot of stuff happens now in America that ain't supposed to be happening. All right? MK Ultra type, transgender shooter types, with manifestos that the fiddle with boys internally will refuse to release. The shooter's manifesto from Nashville, from the Christian school there, where she gunned down three Christian children and three Christian adults because of some manifesto and there's allusions to what it might be and all of that, and the FBI refuses to release it. Well, why is that? Is it because she was one of your alleged MKUltra shooters? Did you guys tune her up? Is there something in the manifesto that gives a little clue that you have to protect yourself from? Or are you protecting your brothers in the NSA or the CIA or the EIEIO? Because anymore, we don't know. So anymore, nobody's ever going to cooperate with you. And if you come to anybody's door, they should suspect that just like in Boston, the person's room they went into was the wrong room. And so they put the guns to the head. They put the MP5s or the M4s or whatever they had. They put the guns to the head of an innocent American. Well, don't you think maybe that's really what they're practicing for? Ah, you better believe it. I'm going to tell you what. Do not trust any of them anymore. Because the top slots in the U.S. military, the top slots in the U.S. intelligence, the executive branch, top slots in the judicial branch, top slots in the legislative branch, almost all of them are in league with Lucifer and with the big banks that work under Lucifer, the big financial institutions, and they're going to destroy this country. They're going to take it down. They're going to try to kill as many people on this planet, you know, to where the population no more than 500 million in perpetuity and harmony. Under old Lucy, you see, that's his song. And he'll make all 500 million of you slaves that'll work for him and work for his henchmen, you see. This is not something that is, it's no BS. It is not something that you can say, well, it's just the old Democrats and Republicans and I'm going to go to the ball game. I'm going to go over here. You can go to the ball game. You can go over here, but I'm going to tell you what, you better start buying chunky soup and Progresso soup. You better start getting long-term storage food. You better start thinking about ammo. Thousands of rounds of ammunition of any caliber you shoot. If you do not have a firearm, then acquire one immediately. Acquire one immediately because they're going to come for those too. Because don't you know, oh, you're a Christian or you're a MAGA Catholic or you're a pro-life, person. And, oh, boy, they're terrible. You're just terrible. Because they want to be allowed to do whatever they want to do. Any sin under the sun that they want to do. Any command from their demonic possession, any command from Lucifer himself to direct them down the path of the unrighteous, the path of hell. And that's what the people at the top are trying to do. And don't think that it's some kind of, oh, it's just a regular, normal bull crap. It's not. It is not. So buy as much. I urge you to eat as much beef as possible. But I'm telling you, the beef herds, I told you, 2 years ago, they were down to less than 1950 levels a couple of years ago. And now they're down further, as far as I know. So then if you have a dollar being destroyed, which finally Tucker Carlson and Whitlock, who's a good guy. I met him once in Kansas City one night. But anyway, I just greeted him casually and met him at a restaurant. But he used to be on the sports desk here of the Kansas City Star. But anyway, Jason Whitlock and Tucker, I guess old Fox took a break in the middle of it. I've also noted that I think that the satellites, the NSA or somebody is messing with their satellite. Because right in the midst of their broadcast, and it's always at a crucial time where the narrative that Tucker is presenting or somebody's presenting is not what Red China Joe from Kokomo, don't you know, who Hunter's son took $1.45 billion. $1.45 billion? And they're going to send Trump to jail for up to 136 years with felonies? Bull crap. I don't necessarily think he skates. All right, in terms of that, I'm not saying he's guilty. But in New York City, like Dershowitz says, they can make anybody guilty. And then they can let go murderers, rapists, strong-arm robbers in New York City. In Chicago, you got, according to the old chief, they said there was approximately 1,400 to 1,500 people that are continually creating and doing these major crimes in Chicago. And they're going to keep letting them go, too, obviously. So I would say this. We could be getting ready to see the hooks put into the jaws that brings forth Iran, Libya, you know, Ethiopia, Russia, Gog Magog, part of Togarma, Syria, you know, all the different things. Syria is not Togarma, but just like Ezekiel 38 says. But then you also, if you've not read Ezekiel 39, you should. Because what's going to happen, they're going to be burying bones. Bones of some great war, some disaster in that area, in the Middle East. You see that they're going to bury bones in parts of Israel, that they will be able to be seen, them burying them and smell them off the coast of Israel. Ships. Because, you see, they're going to take out all kind of people that come against Israel. Israel says that the United States is not required for them to hit their enemies. They are not. And I will also tell you, allegedly. Why does Hawk do that? Because he doesn't want them to match up the tone of voice and allegedly. Says it multiple times a thing, because when they try to do your deep fake, they try to take your actual voice and make it into something else. So we're about ready to hit all the trains hitting Function Junction. We have also apparently the planned foray or the planned invasion of parts of Russia by Ukraine and also by U.S. forces, apparently. And I've said all along, we've had special forces there, I'm sure. And we've had a lot of them in Poland, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, and Romania. The Brits have people in Romania. A lot of people do. Yet Red China Joe ordered the destruction, allegedly by very good Navy SEALs, taking out the Nord Stream 2 pipeline to Germany. What do you think in the long run that engenders Germany to be our buddies, you see, when we take out the only lifeline that was giving them natural gas and oil, and when in the United States, where we could supply France, we could supply Europe with a bounty of oil and natural gas and LNG, liquid natural gas, could be going over there and being shipped. But Biden does not want that to happen. They want to shut all that down, you see. They are trying to destroy the United States of America, the last bastion of freedom, okay? Canada's gone. Little Fidel has knocked it mostly all out of the box. And to win on that, the Canadian military is in the Ukrainian areas and in Poland, and they're not being given any money for food, nor are they being fed in a mess kitchen, which is what should be happening. And they're having to pay for all of their meals out of their army pay or out of their military pay. And they're not being reimbursed. And so what comes out of their military pay means it doesn't go home to mama and the kids or whatever, or dad and the kids or whatever it is. Back in Canada, you see. So little Fidel, allegedly his father, the real Fidel Castro, originally allegedly the bastard son of Fidel and Madame Trudeau from the old days, whose husband was off with all the Hollywood and, you know, starlets and all of that kind of bit. Well, she went to vacation, as a lot of Canadians do, to Cuba. Well, Fidel just kind of her had a nice thing. She stayed a little bit longer. So that's allegedly what's going on there. So I don't know. It can seem normal to you because there's still people that you know, and you can still go to the store, to the dry cleaners, or to the whatever. But I'll tell you, you go to the food store and you see the prices. You go to all of that. You know that it's not right. You know that the automobile industry is about done for, and they can't borrow, or nobody can afford to buy a car again now. And then the high tech is laying off. And then the Amazons and the Walmarts that were the fulfillment online things, they're laying off thousands of people. And when Tucker Carlson, who is the number one show on cable TV, when he tells you, based on his information and the people he's had on, and they tell you and talk about the destruction of the dollar, which none of the other stations or channels will talk about at all, nor your newspaper. So I'm going to tell you what. Food, water purification, like Berkey Light with the black Berkey filters. Get extra filters. Each filter will do about 3,000 gallons of water. Two filters in a Berkey will do 6,000 gallons of water, etc. You got four filters in you, then they'll do 12,000 gallons of water. But you need to get some more filters for the next time around, because you're going to be in it maybe for another three and a half years, you know? Oh, yeah, great tribulation, yeah. So, at the same time, they're going to take away your incandescent light bulbs, your gas stoves, your gas water heaters, you see, because all of that is, if you have that, you're a terrorist. And not only that, but you're a terrorist and a white supremacist, even if you're a Chinese, black, Hispanic, okay? You're a white supremacist. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is just, it's bizarre. It's bizarre, but the root of it all is evil. Lucifer, the devil, he's the father of all lies, you see. And our Presidente, Red China Joe, and all his hunter sons and brothers and stuff, don't you know? They've taken a whole lot of money from the Red Chinese. Now, I think I was talking earlier. I'm going to go back to it and just talk about it again, if I haven't completed the thought on it. These multiplex signals, I said the other night, I said, no such arseholes, do you want to really detect who's giving the orders for all of these sabotage operations that are part of what we would call, in Viktor Suvorov's book, Chapter 15, the Spetsnaz First World War? The overture is the sabotage that's not attributable. It's gray terror and that kind of thing. Chemical plants, fertilizer plants, train derailments, all kind of stuff, leaks of chemicals into the water system, and all these kind of things that we've been going on, destruction of food warehouses, destruction of silos, destruction of, you know, of all kind of stuff to do with food production or storage, the destruction of the food supply of America. And I said, do you want to know how they're doing? And I mentioned last week this old time, an older type system of a multiplex or a burst transmission that would go like, and that would be all the length of time they would have to do to send up. Excuse me. Very quick, full instructions and orders for carrying out of some sabotage. And then the people who notice that are old-time signal intelligence people all over the world. And they've noticed that. And it was called Optex, okay? Optex, okay? A-U-T-E-X, Optex. And that was being used. Well, now, since we brought that out, they've switched up a little bit again. They've gone to another older type of multiplex signal sending system. And then now, as it leaps from frequency to frequency, boop, 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 you know, all over the place, in one portion of the message, when it first goes out, and it goes out rapidly, it's in a foreign language, a lot of times Russian. The next portion of the where it jumps to a new freak to do a multiplex or on another channel or another signal there, it's doing it in Chinese. Then it jumps again, and all this happens, like that, all right? It's fast, multiplex, and as it switches from the Chinese, it then goes to Arabic. Then it might go back to Chinese. Then it might go back to Russian. And there's some people that listen to it, know the languages, because they used to be, years ago, perhaps sometime, and maybe some still, who knows? They know some of the languages. Some were trained in intelligence and signal intelligence. They might have been trained in Chinese or Russian or Arabic. So if you want to know who's doing that, that's what's going on right now. It has been since we put out the fact about Optex, right? Which was supposedly in the old days when they first started doing it, you had a known sender who did a brief expanded burst transmission to one or a number of different people that would also be known in that Optex system. But now all of that was being done. That was being done, you see, encrypted. And then people who saw and recognized the signals, then they saw, oh, man, this thing is encrypted. It wasn't supposed to be that way. That's Optex from the old days, all right? And then if you remember, we also went back to another period of time to where we were talking about in Great Britain or in the U.K., they were using what the equivalent of their CB system is to send messages in code and different things. And then, if you recall, we went and talked about in this country, they were using the message boards that the hams use, national message boards where nobody really paid attention. Some guy says, come up and meet me at the Dateman Ham Fest, and I'll trade you the Drake for the Heath Kit, and bop, 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 all right? Or somebody says, I'm going to be in what's your Iowa at the diner, meet you at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or meet you at 6 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Or somebody says, my beer recipe you can find at www. Okay. That's the kind of messages are hi, Joe, or happy birthday, Larry, or hey, Margarino, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, then when we put that out, then the people in charge of that said they better start looking for it because they found exactly what we talked about on this channel. And that the Russians or the Red Chinese or both were using that to send encrypted messages. And so then we also had stuff in the ham bands for quite some time where the signals were being sent through the ham bands in the middle of them. Slightly off tune, that kind of stuff. And a lot of it was then burst transmission. And then you remember the washing machine signal. Remember that? We've been on it here, right here, ladies and gentlemen, telling you what the no such arseholes won't tell you. No such agency. Because are they in league with the Red Chinese? And the Luciferians, who knows? The FBI certainly probably is because the head of the FBI went over there to go with the old Klaus Schwab and Harari, the World Economic Forum, New World Order Luciferians, who no longer require human beings to achieve the fourth industrial revolution because they're going to use the AI and robots. Therefore, we can kill off all the people. And these people are not in jail. These people are not looked at Soros, who was a collaborator, a Jewish person who was a collaborator with the Nazis. And even said that on, back when I think Mike Wallace was still around. Chris Wallace's daddy or whatever, uncle or whatever he was. On 60 Minutes. And then Soros is the one that is buying all of the DAs and telling them to let all the crooks out on the street. Meanwhile, go for Donald Trump, you see. The president of the United States, former president, all right? On bookkeeping charges and on, you know, exposed keep quiet agreements that were already known and broadcast in 2016 all over the place. Where he won anyway. We're headed for civil war in this country, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let anybody tell you not different. And remember Dmitry Dudeman. Dmitry Dudeman said, in the midst of the civil war in America, that the communists will start. We couldn't figure out back then in the late 80s when Dmitry was saying that about who the communists were. Now we know who the communists are. They're in power in D.C. They have the presidency, the State Department, all of this stuff. And they just bought, allegedly bought, for $14 million in a Michigan, they bought the election of the Supreme Court Justice, the head of the Supreme Court Justice. Who also is going to make sure that abortion and killing of babies is back legal and legal steagle in Michigan, right? And in Madison, in that area, 82% of the people voted for the Democratic candidate there, you see. Because, oh, they're going to get their bills paid. They're going to get their student loans paid once we get, you know, a few more judges on the right judge and all that. And they can get their abortions. Oh, it is maddening. I want to be far from the maddening crowd, but I'll tell you what, I work for the Lord Jesus. I work for the true CIC. That doesn't mean that I'm perfect, and by all means, I'm not. I need to repent every 10 minutes. You understand? Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to obtain gold or silver, or if you want to avail yourself of all the good books and the videos, Brother Steve Quayle has done, then you go to stevequayle.com, and many of you have clicked through to the Hawk. We're listening to Hawk through Steve Quayle's site, Steve Quayle, QUAYLE.com, or 406-586-4840. 406-586-4840. If you would like gold or silver, or if you would like to get any of Steve Quayle's remaining books, which may not be reprinted, I would hope they would be someday, but they may not be reprinted. Or his Lies of Men and Gods new videotape, or the Mega Drought videotape, or any of the different things, the private briefings, the Q-Files 2.0, any of those kind of things that you can sign up for and get, call him up. Get a hold of Steve or his son Tyler or Daryl, who's a tremendous manager for Steve's store there in Bozeman. And you tell him Old Hawk sent you. Tell them Old Hawk sent you, and order them up. And Steve can get you gold or silver pretty quick. A lot of places you go to, a lot of bullion stores or coin shops or pawn shops that sell gold, silver, and that kind of stuff. And I'm hearing from people, they go in and they say, hey, these people don't hardly have any gold or silver anymore. And they say, well, why is that? Because we've selling it out. I heard from somebody in Florida. I heard from somebody else here in Kansas City. I heard from somebody in, out in the Southwest. The big bullion dealers are out of the bullion, but Steve can still get it because he deals at the highest level and gets a large amount, and he has it put into a locker-type stock situation that he can then control and get to you quick. And many times you just say, okay, whatever it costs, ship it to me overnight. You know, you pay the cost for the overnight. Get it to you quick. Because we may not have much time left here. We're talking about the possibility of a bank holiday in April. Well, you know, there is a bank holiday already on Friday, Good Friday. And then we go into Resurrection Sunday weekend. Well, suppose the banks don't reopen Monday. I don't know. They've already been losing billions and billions and billions of dollars. In the month of March, it was the greatest reduction of deposits in the banks in the United States. And not just the big ones. We're talking about all the different banks. Cowtowns and big cities, you know. Littleburgs and Pittsburghs. And, you know, all the different places people are taking their money out. You know why? Because they're preparing. If you don't have 3.5 years of food for everybody in your family and a few of your in-laws and outlaws and your good neighbors, then you might be hungry down the line, all right? If you can't do that, then maybe you should get enough to get you 2 more cans of chunky soup a week, or 1 for each person in your family. 4 cans of chunky soup, that's 4 days, or 4 people's ration for 1 day. And yes, that's a lot of canned goods. If you can also get some of the long-term storage food, the freeze-dried or dehydrated stuff, the Mountain House or the Alpenair or the Wise or for Patriots or whatever the brand it is, all right, then by all means get some of that too. But this is no joke. No joke. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep old Hawk in there, and I hope you do. Let me tell you something. Anything is most needed and welcome. Most needed and welcome. It can be sent, and it could be Federal Reserve notes, silver, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. That's the easiest. Or it could be a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And also, ladies and gentlemen, on fire for the Lord are the Montagnards, the mountain people, the small villages in Indochine, old French Indochine, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states of China, and Myanmar, or what used to be called Burma. And let me tell you what, up in each of these little villages, they speak their own dialect. It's like a different language. But the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, that's Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, have the project where they're getting them Bibles printed up and songbooks printed up in their own dialects. And then the churches that they helped to start as missionaries over there are starting to boom. And they are on fire for the Lord Jesus. And the smiles and the pictures of the people as they receive their Bible and their songbooks in their own language, it's just incredible. It's the most wonderful thing you ever want to see. Happy to go to church. Happy to receive the good book. So anything is most needed and welcome. Send it to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Now get your pen and I'll repeat. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project, Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, with a Y, M-Y-E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067, 17067 on the zip code. And I'll tell you what, may the Lord bless you, because I'll tell you, that will go to good use, and you'll have a whole other group of people in those mountains, the old mountain yards. They're tribal believers, and they can get their own copies of Bibles and hymn books in their native tongues. I'll tell you what, there's been a lot of them go out, and still a lot more. And the governments don't want them to have them. So in that sense, you're supplying something that is most needed and wanted, and getting it through in spite of the evil of a lot of the governments over in that area. And may the Lord return it to you 10,000-fold. I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, but I will say this again. It looks like the Israelis are going for Gaza and for Lebanon tonight, and it could go and become the hook in the jaws, and you could see a bigger thing. The Russians supposedly are putting in troops into that area. The United States has been sending troops and stuff over there. And there's a whole lot of things going into the, what shall we say, South Korea, because South Korea was robbed. A lot of equipment was robbed and sent to the Ukraine. And now more has got to go over there and more troops over there. And there are also some to Japan, and stuff's going into Guam and into other places and into Hawaii and also into Taiwan. We've had Marines over there on the little islands for quite some time. We've had, intelligence people training in the mountains of Taiwan, training the regular people how to defend their homes and that kind of stuff, giving them basic, what I would call special old Green Beret special forces kind of training, to train up the peasants, to train up the regular people or the middle class or the working class of how to defend their homes against anybody who's going to invade, like the Red Chinese. Now, Gordon Chang, who's a very expert on China and the current China stuff, he's a researcher. You see him on television periodically. Chang is his last name. And he says that the next place that you'll probably see, and there will be a confrontation in the United States with Red China, will be war on the inside of the United States. War on the inside of the continental United States. War on the inside of the continental United States. Con-U-S. C-O-N-U-S. Continental United States. Inside the United States, war with China. Not over there, over there. You see, because the Red Chinese have, you know, hypersonic missiles, which apparently we don't have, because our test range is off Hawaii, and then somebody maybe using electronic warfare against those. And, you know, it doesn't take too long to go back to where at Sandia and Los Alamos, the chief of security at one point in time was a guy who had been in the Red Chinese. It was a Chinese PhD. And then they caught him with the pants down, so to speak, or they caught him with the giving away his secrets and that kind of thing, of all the weapon systems and that kind of stuff out of Los Alamos and out of Sandia. And then the minute they caught him, then he went back immediately to China before they could catch him. Reminds me of another guy who used to work in the U.S. Army, and he worked with somebody called Puharic, P-U-H-A-R-I-C-H. who also went on into MK Ultra and those kind of studies and into the use of the supernatural to fight wars and all kind of stuff like that. Oh, yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, the guy that worked with him in the U.S. Army, eventually they didn't treat him right, and he went back, and guess what he became? He became the top science advisor, to Mao Zedong. And now we got it happening again a while back. Oh, let me tell you what, let's give another prayer out. Lord Jesus, will you go right now to Bruce? Bruce is the marshal of the old stagecoach stop. To Bruce, will you go to him? Will you touch him? Will you see it through? And I guess he had open heart surgery and a three-way bypass. And they said he had 0% chance to live without the surgery. But he can't breathe on his own, but he's still sedated. But the ICU nurse saw his Bible on his bed and whispered in his ear, Psalm 23:4. One of her favorites, and he is still very sick, but ready to see Jesus if he must. And he says, we appreciate, his wife says she appreciates so much your prayers, Hawk. Well, Lord Jesus, go right now again. Pray with me, people. And touch Bruce in the hospital. He's the old guy at the old stagecoach stop. He's a tough old guy. He's a good Western man. He's got good intentions, a good wife. He's got a good little ranch. And I will tell you what, Lord Jesus, will you touch him and will you provide medical miracles to him, Lord? Will you provide medical miracles to Bruce? And will you restore him back to health, Lord, and bring him back home to the old stagecoach stop? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. But there's a tough guy who he says that no matter what, he's ready to meet Jesus. He doesn't have the fear because you know what? Because he knows he's with Jesus and he knows Jesus is with him. So ladies and gentlemen, if you have not repented of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come in your heart to be your Savior, then let's do so right now. Do so right now. Because you're going to need that power and the strength of the Lord behind you. And you're going to need to be able to stand in the gap against the evil that is going to come down your street, going to come down your block or descend from above. All right? And you're going to want to provide protection for your family, for your home, your business, your vehicles, your, you know, way of life, and to protect other people who are unable to defend themselves against the evil coming for them. In the name of Lord Jesus, I tell you this, stand in the gap against evil. Say, Lord, where can I be of service to you? Lord, where do you want me placed? And Lord, can I get my family, put them away in an area of true sanctuary? And the Lord might say to you, let them stand right behind you, because no matter what, if they're with me and I'm with them, if you were to lose your life, you'd have everlasting life with me in heaven. And I'm going to tell you what, that'll make you strong. That'll make you strong in the face of evil. That'll make you strong in face of greater numbers or people come to do you harm. Because I'll tell you what, somebody's got the side, got Jesus on his side. It's got the power of Jesus. Read John 14 and read the marvelous gift that Jesus gave to you. Read the marvelous gift. Read all of John 14. You want to have him manifest himself to you? You'll find that there too. But if you believe in him, the works that he does, you will do greater works than that because he goes to be with the Father. All right? Read John 14 tonight. Read it. You may need it. Ah, ladies and gentlemen, may all you listeners out there and all of you have needs, pray to Lord Jesus tonight to provide you with medical miracles, if that be the case. or say, Lord, I don't have the money to buy additional foods to prepare for my family. And you say, Lord, can you put me in touch with somebody locally here that I know that might be able to help me, or that I might be able to trade some work for a little bit of the long-term storage food or canned goods, or somebody who might say to me, you know, hey, I didn't know you need anything. I've got a lot here. If you'll do this for me, can you help me put my garden in? I've got the money, but I'm too old to get out into the garden and do all the stuff. Can you help me put the garden in? And then you can have some of that produce, and you can also have a little bit of my canned goods for your effort. You don't have a firearm, ask your uncle or your grandpa or your brother or somebody like that who's got 20 or 30 guns. And say, do you have an old 22 that, you know, long rifle or a Ruger 10/22 or something, or a Marlin? Do you have that, or do you have a 12-gauge pump shotgun, or what do you have that maybe I could utilize for defense of my home when the time comes if something were to happen? So don't go into there Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus, okay? Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and against the constitutional Bill of Rights Americans. Bandinga Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, Mickey, you're a good man. Contact General McCormick. He's got a job for you. Road and Track and Little L, I see you out there. I see you getting strong, but I also see you getting smart. Smart in the ways of mathematics and in science and in history and all the things you need to know. Say hi to your mommy and daddy. They're good ones. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Prepare and watch what happens to see what's going on in Israel. It might be the hook in the jaws night out of Ezekiel 38. Good night.